Anthony Hopkins experienced autism in his early life and for 15 years has been making art.
There's a little study I've made of you ever since I first met you, and it was because I was interested in psychic things, and since that time I've had a little tuition. But the first impression I had when I first saw the very first drawing that I saw of yours was that here is a man that's a master of psychic things. What would you say about that?
Well, very interesting. I find it very interesting.
What was the thing that made you want to make art on paper? When did you first start?
When I was at Rudolf Steiner School, and I was probably 13 then. And I'd sort of get, you know, the paper, but didn't work with pencils and medium, but somehow it was something to do with crayons, you know. I just take little pieces off it with my fingernail and let them go like that on the paper with my finger and get these pastel effects, and I draw something like wizard lights or space orbs on it.
Can you describe what they are?
Yeah, something like tubes, you know, sort of translucent tubes that sort of emitted a light of their own, and they could be found around about in areas near volcanoes and that. And they give off a light, sort of radiation light, and then if you tap them, they'd sound like glass or china. And they're extremely lightweight, and they're translucent, and there was pink and blue and green and yellow, things like that.
Admiring the work and its psychic content that you usually do, I also hear a great deal about your black drawings.
Oh, black drawings!
Would you be able to tell me what these are and why they are?
My black drawings are a way of getting my hateful feelings out and putting them on a piece of cardboard or a piece of stiff paper. And what I do then is I laminate it over with sticky tape, as well as I do with my other good drawings.
So is a black drawing an investigation or is it a purge?
Purge and an investigation. Mm-hmm. And a sort of a way of throwing up all the stuff inside you in a way. Mum, you can show them the black drawing if you want. You've got my permission.
Yes, as long as you... This is the only one that I've got on hand at the moment. And it's just a letter that he wrote to his stepfather because he got really annoyed with him. So I kept it because of the drawing. I won't let you have it back, Tony.
No, I don't want it back.
Because I just don't want you at mine to crayons this. But I'm sure Anthony won't read the letter, but we'll just look at the drawing.
You don't read the letter, but
no,
God, no.
No, definitely won't.
I'll hand them over to Anthony. Anthony can show John.
Thanks very much. I find that work so raw that I lose track of any connotations. Besides, I'm outside of the sphere of confidence in which that was written. But I find that type of work that's written with a violence and explodes of its own nature and is cohesive
to
be just tremendous.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, he did it and he spoke of these things and cleared the air with his stepfather a lot.
I can see that the letter is a very powerful letter, simply by the artwork, simply by the hand it's written in.
Yes.
Anthony, how old are you?
40.
Where do you envisage you'll be with your art tomorrow?
Pardon?
Where do you envisage you'll be with your art tomorrow?
My art tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I should try and get around doing it tomorrow. I've just got to think about whatever I have to do first and that. And sometimes I've got something important to do, like give my room a clean out or do my washing, and then of course, you know, water the garden, because if I don't, the plants in the pots will die, and you know, so I do that. And then when I've finally done it all, I find that I'm sleepy and tired and that, and I just can't think clear enough to put anything on paper, so I take a nap. So after I've taken a nap, I wake up, and you know, maybe about 1 hour or you know, or maybe an hour and a half at the most, and while that time it's getting towards the afternoon, and yeah, and I still don't think clearly to do the art. You've got to write, be in the right frame of mind to put things on paper, otherwise it just doesn't work, Anthony.
Do you concoct what's going to go on? Do you experiment? Do you think, I'll work on that wizard light, and how was it that I saw
sometimes
it?
Sometimes I have something in my mind, sometimes I don't, you know, and I suddenly think, oh, I know what to put on paper. For instance, this one with the Beast of the Mountains was planned. I'd planned that one. Same with the Agate Mountain.
Here's a question that I think is, for me, would be a difficult one. Are the feelings of others about your work important to you?
Half in half.
Mm.
But it does, you know, it does matter a lot, because if some people just don't acknowledge my work and think much about it and put it away and forget about it, well, I find that rather disheartening and discouraging.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel to see your work hanging in a gallery?
Well, I'm just absolutely flattered and feel elated. Mm. And I feel not just flattered, just exactly flattered is the word, but I feel encouraged, and I feel, my work is appreciated.
I have here your latest drawing, which you showed me about 3 or 4 hours ago. Mm. Could you give me a description of it and just tell me a little bit about it?
Well, this is...
The drawing is about 6 inches square.
6 inches square. It's an alien life form on another planet. And if you were to travel to that planet and look into the lake, you'd see all these things, you know, these things bubbling always up to the surface, or a kind of eyes in some sort of liquid, which is not water and which is not, you know, anything we've ever heard of. And they come to the surface, and these eyes are sort of like a disposable eyes. They just pop when they reach the surface, and new ones push up underneath, and all this goes like that, like bubbles. And when you look at it, you're being watched.